I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy any time.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
To the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jacob Rubin.
And today we're recording on Jacob's computer because we need new equipment.
Yes.
Make sure you donate to our Patreon so we can buy new equipment.
We have a Patreon?
We do have a Patreon.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Just for the podcast?
Yeah, just for the podcast.
Okay. Wow. Or come in and buy lots of stuff in the store because that is also...
No, that doesn't help us.
Okay.
Patreon. Donate to the Patreon.
Okay, great.
Or just to my personal bank account.
Yeah, just give us money.
Just come in and donate to my hand, and I will buy a new recorder.
It's been a wild week at comics. We got two that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time today because customers, hey, that's good.
Yeah, they're coming in a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to talk about these two and then some news because there's a crap ton of news. Hey, Disney Plus came out this week.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about
all that Marvel stuff.
All that Marvel stuff.
X-Men animated series.
Hell yes. All the Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's so much geekdom on that.
Yeah.
You could never leave your house again and be happy.
There's a lot. I was hanging out with our producer, Will Scovel, and he was watching The Black Hole, which is a movie from the 70s.
I do know that.
With Robert Forster.
Yeah.
That didn't look like a Disney movie.
Yeah,
like the robot was like kind of cute. It really looked more like a they wanted to make a G-rated 2001. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I only saw the first like 15 minutes.
The Black Cauldron.
Yeah.
Secret of Nim.
Mm-hmm.
Flight of the Navigator. These are just movies I've watched in the last 3 days.
Can I tell you a fun? So this is for my money one of the worst forms of journalism. But there's like. Someone made an article about all the flaws with Disney Plus,
yeah.
And one of them was, I guess they just decided to put every curse word into the search function to just see what happens. So they put none of the other ones generate anything, but if you put the word bitch in there, then it brings up, obviously, everything with the word witch in the title, Escape to Witch Mountain, Race to Witch Mountain, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, so four things with the word witch in them, and then the fifth thing is the documentary about Princess Diana.
That's weird.
It's really weird. I just think that's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
Yeah.
There are some things missing, and one thing that I was very sad about is something, Wicked This Way Comes is not on there. Why?
Is that, who did that? Is that?
That's Disney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is Bedknobs and Broomsticks on there?
Yes.
Then I'm good.
Okay. But yeah, it's Ray Bradbury in Disney, so I don't know if, like, Ray Bradbury was like, you can't have my movie.
Well, there's a few that, like, you click, this is so awful, when you click on the movie, then it's like, coming soon in a year and a half.
Well, some, like, Netflix still has a,
right.
Like, Star Wars The Last Jedi is still on Netflix.
So you can't have it
on
Disney Plus.
So you can't have it
so
on
when you
Disney
click
Plus,
it, there's a little box that says Last Jedi, but then it says it's coming on this date.
Right,
so we
exactly.
Have to wait. Same, Mary Poppins Returns, we can't watch on Disney Plus for over
still
a year.
Still on Netflix.
Yeah.
Which I still have not watched.
It's good.
Yeah
it's cute. It's very much just like they did a find and replace for the original. Like song-wise.
Yeah.
Instead of cleaning their room, it's taking a bath. Instead of...
That's weird.
tea party on the ceiling. The whole place is upside down. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it is cute and fun, and Meryl Streep's in it.
What are they doing instead of sweeping chimneys?
Lighting lamps.
Oh. Yeah. Do they still have blackface?
It wasn't. That's not what blackface is.
I know.
Let's not throw... There's already enough racist stuff on Disney Plus. We don't need to start deciding the things that weren't even that racist to begin with. Suddenly more racist.
All right. All right, let's talk about
Did you notice that some of them have, like, this is as it originally appeared, and there may be some outdated cultural things?
Yes.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah. I am glad they didn't, like, edit shit, because that would have sucked.
Although there's one editing thing.
Oh,
there's one weird thing. Have you watched the show Gravity Falls? It was on the Disney Channel.
No, absolutely not.
But you know of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so... the grandpa, or excuse me, uncle on that show, wears a hat with like a fish symbol. It almost looks like one of those Jesus fish, but like more like if it was Pac-Man and it's chasing a dot. So it's like not really clear of any particular religion or theme or anything.
Right.
Yeah, what's up, man? But it's been digitally erased from the first 13 episodes of Gravity Falls.
Why?
And then I guess they forgot, and it's in the remaining like 20 episodes.
Ah.
So the theory is that it kind of resembles the moon and star symbol of Islam. And they're like, we don't want anyone to see any religious symbols in anything, so we'll just digitally scrub it out. Even though, if you look at it, it's not that.
Yeah.
It is yellow on a red, yellow shape on a red field. But, like, even the creator of the show, Alex Hirsch, no one told him they were going to do this or why. So when he reached out for comment, he's like, what? And then he opened up his Disney Plus and was like, what the hell? So hopefully we find out something soon, but I do think it's very interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah. Huh. Well, at least I didn't take the racist crows out of Dumbo.
You leave it in. You teach the controversy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I read Huckleberry Finn in high school. It was very awkward.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. Which is the one where they're going on the raft?
Huckleberry Finn.
It is Huckleberry Finn? Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if it was Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn or The Adventures of Both.
There's likely some rafting in Tom Sawyer. Okay. But Huckleberry Finn is the one that they read in high school because it's like a kid's novel, but also with like some...
Yes.
Context and subtext and whatnot to it.
Right.
Okay. Mark Twain.
Yeah. Hey, Mark Twain. Hats off to you. Hats off. I guess. All right, let's talk about these comics.
Yes. Quick. Neither of them are written by Mark Twain.
No, they're not. Written by very different people.
Yeah.
So they brought, let's just go Far Sector first, which is coming out from DC's Young Animal print, I guess.
Yeah.
Is still a thing?
What is Young Animal supposed to be, even?
So it was Gerard Way's
imprint,
but it disappeared forever. And I guess Doom Patrol is still under the Young Animal print, but that also was gone for a very long time.
Well, that explains why in the back of this, they do like a little interview with the creators, and they talk about how kind of the very broad swipes of this idea were Gerard Way's idea.
Right, yeah, because he's the editor of Young Animal. But he's very busy, I guess.
For me, the strangest thing about this comic is that it is a Green Lantern comic where the word green and lantern do not appear in the title anywhere. It's just called Far Sector.
Yes.
The O in Far Sector is the Green Lantern symbol, and the main character is obviously a member of the Green Lantern Corps, but why wouldn't it be Green Lantern Far Sector or something?
Right, yeah. Or, like, Far Sector Corps, I don't know. Even, like, Corps title. Yeah. I don't know. It's also supposed to be, like, a mystery, right? That they're, like, she's a Green Lantern cop in the Far Sector. Yeah, I don't know. I may not be on board with this book yet. I love mysteries. And I like Jamal Campbell's art a lot. He's the one doing Naomi right now, which I really love.
Co-creator of Naomi.
Co-creator. So the writer is N.K. Jemisin, who they also give like a little blurb in the back about, or she gets like a little
thing.
Ads for her novels, which I've never read. Which could be very good.
Sure. They probably have them at Dark Carnival.
Probably do. But this is her first attempt, I think, at a comic. And you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
Especially because there's a lot of, like, narration bubbles, like, throughout the comic.
Right.
Which you don't, I think, exactly need. I think you should be able to tell that, like, through...
Yeah, I think that when people jump from novels to comics, jumping to a visual media, like, almost as if, like, do... a TV show or something first.
Yeah.
So you have an understanding of writing visually, and then... you can go to comics
or have like a co-writer, like someone scripting it for you or just help.
Yeah. Just help
to help out.
But it seems very wordy and very much inside the head of the main character, which is a lot of stuff that could be addressed in context and not just but at the same time, there's stuff that I would like to know.
Yeah.
That is like one thing. And I know we're going to get to this in a later comic, but I'm just wondering, why is it a human Green Lantern in this situation? Because this is apparently the farthest place from the center of the universe, as far from Oa as it gets that we know of.
Yeah.
So why would we have a human and not a member of this, of one of the species living on this planet?
Right. Yeah.
So that's weird to me.
Totally agree. And then, like, the weird language that we get as well, like, there's this whole thing with the at symbol
we
talked about earlier before the podcast.
There's three species that live here. The Nah, which I think is really funny. It's called Nah.
Nah.
And then the at-ats, where it's the at symbol and then A-T, and it's pronounced at-at.
It just reminded me of Star Wars constantly throughout the book.
At-at. And so, like, it's it's like a Twitter thing, and their names are like @blades_of_glory.
Yeah.
Which is cute, but it's very much like, wouldn't it be dope if this comic was relevant in modern day?
And, yeah. It didn't work for me at all.
I'd way rather have those, like, how every name in Star Wars is like Bak-Usurda or something,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd way rather have silly stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a alien language, like, that she writes out in, like, certain parts, too, which makes more sense to me. But why would there be this weird Twitter language? Did they pick up this Twitter language, like, 100,000 billion miles away?
Yeah,
it did. And that's how they got it? I don't know, because that's how light travels.
Yeah, did @Jack, I forget his one, Jack's last name, the Twitter founder. Travel back in time. And found a planet and then went to war with two other planets and now they live in a city. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a neat idea.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's this planet, basically the idea is there's these three species that at some point went to war and they blew each other's planets up, so they decided to work together to build a new planet that's entirely one big city.
And they're all very peaceful.
Yeah, 60 billion. And the first violent crime in the history of this new planet occurs.
Right.
And now the Green Lantern here has to figure out what happened.
Also, not a new idea. I've definitely read this story before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where there's like, it's a very peaceful society, and then suddenly there's a murder, and then this person has to investigate why this has happened suddenly.
And I feel like it's going to turn out there's actually been violent crime happening the whole time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Reported and,
I definitely think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she also talked about how, like, no one has, like, emotions on their faces. Like, no one shows that.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden they're, like, yelling at each other. And I was like, but they're yelling. And that's emotion.
Yeah.
Isn't that emotion? It's very confusing.
It's a bit of a silly. Like, I think that this will be, and this is a miniseries or ongoing?
I believe it's an ongoing. It's its first issue. And it doesn't say, like, first issue out of blah, blah, blah. So I'm guessing this is an ongoing for now, at least. Yeah.
I'll check it out. I'll keep reading it.
Yeah.
I liked Family Tree a lot more.
Yes, Family Tree I also liked a lot more.
Yeah.
Probably because it's Jeff Lemire and Phil Hester. And then along with... They don't actually say what they do. Eric Gapster, maybe the colorist?
I mean, usually it goes writer, penciler, inker, colorist, letterer.
Yeah.
Other. I don't know.
Yeah. Usually Phil Hester inks his own stuff. So I'm going to guess... Well, maybe. Who knows? There's other guys working on this book.
Right. So basically, this is the whole book. We're being informed that this is the last day that our narrator is in her hometown before this huge outbreak apocalypse thing happens.
Yeah.
She works at a grocery store. Her kids are, you know, somewhat maladjusted. She's a single mom. Did she just split up with her husband? Or am I thinking?
That was a little while ago, I think. Yeah. But yeah, she's having some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Her
daughter has a rash.
Her daughter has like a weird looking rash. Looks like her skin's like really cracked and kind of creepy and it's kind of spreading. And then her son gets in trouble at school.
Right.
She's just having a conversation with the principal.
For having a bag
about
of weed.
It.
And also when you look at the picture of the bag of weed, it looks like tissues.
I thought it was like cocaine.
Yeah. I thought it was cocaine until I read it. I was like, why would they not just draw? Is it like against the rules to draw drugs?
I don't think so.
So like, why wouldn't they just draw what weed did? They was he like?
I don't know what weed looks like.
You think the artist like didn't know what weed looked like and was too embarrassed to Google it?
Maybe
because that doesn't like honestly look this up. And if you tell me this looks like weed,
you definitely don't know what weed.
I might
looks
post
like.
A picture of this on Twitter.
Yeah,
to
you
be
probably
like,
should.
This is stupid.
Yeah. So basically, outbreak is probably going to start to happen soon. They get the girl home. And there's like a tree growing out of her.
Yeah. She's got a branch coming out of her body.
Branch coming out of her body. Branches growing, starting out of her arm. I don't want to completely spoil like the rest of the comic, but.
But this seems to be where it's going. Like there's some weird disease.
The plant disease.
Foliage related. And, we've got to get to the bottom.
Kind of like the mist, but with plants.
Yeah.
so it's like, what a swamp thing just started growing everywhere.
Yeah, ooh, that'd be a cool. I mean, honestly, there's your next Marvel DC big event.
Yeah.
Like Swamp Thing overrun.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Teams up with Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Floronic Man, and then it's just all the heroes versus
those three.
Well, but they're so. I mean, they've taken everything.
Taken everything.
Any other plant characters? Doctor Chlorophyll Man. Chlorophyll Kid from Legion of Superheroes.
Chlorophyll Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chlorophyll Kid.
Well, I feel like there's got to be a Flash villain who did plant stuff. I mean, he's got every element.
Maybe. So those are the two comics we reviewed, and we will be right back after these messages.
With more comics news. And we're back.
We're back.
Cool.
Hopefully you enjoyed that commercial for...
another podcast, probably.
Dogman.
Oh, Dogman. Oh, yeah, by Dave Pilkey.
Coming out this Christmas.
These aren't on. I was reading some tweet from Colleen Doran or something, friend of the podcast. She's been on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Where she talked about how if Dave Pilkey's books counted as comics, according to, like, the New York Times book or whatever, mm-hmm. and not as, like, novels, that they would be at number one... the entire year, forever, no matter
what.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Beating out Marvel, DC, everybody. It's just all Dogman.
You know he spells words wrong in that, too?
Like, on purpose?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in a silly, like, childish way?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess I never caught that.
Yep.
I haven't read a Captain Underpants since I was a child, but they keep coming out.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
okay, so, news.
Yes.
You have to get on it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has announced the release date of New Line Cinema's Black Adam.
Weird that the press release came from him.
Yes.
And not from like, and wait, it's New Line Cinema?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Not Warner Brothers?
No. Ooh. Also weird.
So it's not connected to the Shazam movie?
I don't know. It said New Line Cinema like, on the press release.
Because as much as The Rock loves Black Adam, I don't know how much The Rock knows about Black Adam or why he likes Black Adam, but the idea of Black Adam existing as a character outside of Shazam is odd.
Well, they said they're going to be connected. Does DC now own, does Warner Brothers now own New Line Cinema? Maybe?
I don't know.
I had to research this further.
Yeah.
I did not do any research into this story, obviously, yet. But it did say, it's all on Rock's Twitter, if you follow The Rock on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a bit, he's like even tweeted the art out. There's concept art for the poster already.
Oh, cool.
And there's a release date as well, December 22nd, 2021, which isn't that far away, really.
I mean, 2019's almost over. It's 2 years.
It's 2 years, yeah. The concept art is by Jim Lee and Boss Logic, which I'm guessing is a colorist.
Sure.
Or colorist tribe.
Yeah.
Tribe of colorists. Let's just sit around and get whipped by...
The rap group, Tribe Called Colorist?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the group.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has to be Shazam, because the whole thing they were talking about is there has to be a Rock movie first with Black Adam, and then they're going to, you know, smoosh them together.
And oh, then it'll be Shazam versus Black Adam.
Versus Black Adam.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But Rock didn't want to play a bad guy. He wanted to be a good guy first.
Well... apparently, Black Adam was corrupted by the power. Mm-hmm. Like, it was too much power, and he became a dictator, essentially. So the then
Egyptian,
Shazam...
He was Egyptian, right?
Right. So then Shazam took the powers away. Or didn't take the, he couldn't take the powers away, because that was the rules of when Shazam gets powers. So instead, this is, and again, just according to the CC Bat comics, he banished him to the farthest planet in existence. And then Black Adam... I went to a planetarium the other day. We got one that's, like, twice as far.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So then Black Adam had to fly back, and it took him 500 years.
That's it?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the farthest, or at least it was the farthest planet. I mean, that's, like, how far we've sent radio signals now.
Did you hear?
No, not even that.
The other day, they decided that our universe is just one big loop.
Okay.
This is, like, a real stoner conversation. Sorry.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, if you just, like... went around the universe for hours. It's like you just float around in like one big loop. So maybe he just flew around in 500 years. I don't know. I'm confused about
like when people say like, this is what the universe looks like. And I'm like, but how do we know that? Like,
did they think it was flat before? I don't know. Like,
well, what we can see is flat because that's, again, I just went to a planetarium. I just went to the Cal Academy of Sciences for their nightlife event. It was super cool.
doing a Star Wars one next.
They are?
Yeah. Really want to go. Yeah, December 4th or something.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, it's every week.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to try to go to that Star Wars one.
Yeah.
So, Black Adam. Yeah. I think it'll be cool. I don't know. I like most of The Rock's movies that I've seen. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's another, like, magically powerful person in ancient Egypt, which is Scorpion King.
Right, yeah.
So he's doing...
doing the Scorpion King again.
Yeah, I think it seems too much like Scorpion King.
Maybe they'll change. I mean, there's several iterations of it.
And also, Black Adam, The Rock is oozing with charisma and, like, one-liners and silliness and funniness.
And eyebrows.
And eyebrows. But Black Adam is a humorless man.
Yeah. They're definitely going
to
change
it. So they're going to have to change it up a lot. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll be fun. I loved Shazam. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I should see it. Maybe I'll watch that.
I can't believe you haven't seen it. Okay.
Yeah, I love the Marvel family. Jeff Smith's Shazam vs. the Monster Society of Evil I thought was fantastic. So yeah, I just watched the stupid movie.
Yeah. It's a good Christmas movie. So there you go.
It's not Christmas?
Yeah. Oh, totally, okay. Yeah. It was supposed to come out during Christmas and then it came out like March or something. Definitely
a Christmas movie. Oh yeah, it was in theaters the same time as Endgame, I think.
Like right before. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like when I went to see Endgame, I saw, they're showing Shazam here. Well, no one's seeing that.
It did it very well.
Yeah, it did fine.
Okay. Also in
Zachary Levi versus The Rock is such a weird.
Oh, he's so charismatic, those two. I love him.
Yeah, I should see it. I should just see it.
Cool. All right. Spike Lee has signed on to co-write and direct Legendary's Prince of Cats adaptation, which was originally a Vertigo book.
Right.
And then Vertigo finally let it go out of print, and Image was like, we're going to jump on that shit.
Okay.
And so they jumped on that, and now it's been in print for Image for years. It is basically a Romeo and Juliet adaptation, but it takes place in Brooklyn. And it's more like gangs going at each other. It's really, really good if you haven't read it. So I think this is a great idea.
Spike Lee, you know.
Yeah, fucking Spike Lee doing Ronald Wimberly's adaptation, I think is going to be fantastic. So, then there's no date yet or anything.
Sure. But they're doing it.
They're doing it.
We watched the trailer for the Katie Keene TV show.
We did.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So, they're moving Josie from Riverdale to this New York-based show about Katie Keene, who in the comics is a model, but now she's a fashion designer?
She's a model. She's Archie's cousin from New York.
She's Archie's cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's Archie's cousin from New York, who is a model.
Okay, but then wasn't that Wilkin boy Jughead's cousin? So every Archie offshoot character is related to an Archie character?
Of course.
Okay. I'm definitely, no one listening here remembers that Wilkin boy. Do you remember that Wilkin boy?
I remember that Wilkin boy. Okay. Yeah. But I'm weird.
Samantha Smythe.
Yeah.
And her dad was like a super strong, they were both like incredibly strong.
I don't remember that. Okay, well. I don't remember that
Samson,
well.
Samson Smythe.
Samson Smythe.
Yeah.
Bingo Wilkin. So Lucy Hale is playing Katie Keene.
She's been on Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars, yeah. She played
Robin Scherbatsky's younger sister on two episodes of How I Met Your Mother. I did go on IMDb before this.
Okay. I was like, wow, you just know a lot about Lucy Hale. Now she's like the new scream queen for Blumhouse.
Sure.
I just watched a movie called Truth or Dare that she was in. Mm. Yep.
But it took a little while to come up with that title.
Sure did. Yeah, it wasn't very good. Yet I still watched all of it. Yeah. It's a PG-13 horror movie.
Ugh, I mean, I say the truth that there's a dumb title. Maybe the movie's great. You know, it's a really dumb movie title. Alien. Great movie, but you can't tell me no. That's good. That's a great title.
I mean, it's a one. I like one word titles.
Sure.
Yeah. I got Predator. Also good.
Right.
Predators.
Jack.
No, not good.
The Robert Williams movie? That's on Disney Plus. You know who directed that?
A Disney movie?
Touchstone. I don't know. Yeah. You know who directed Jack?
No.
Francis Ford Coppola.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really?
He went from The Godfather to Jack.
Ugh. Well, he hasn't made a good movie in a long time. So. Yeah. Though I did like Twixt. Nobody else likes that movie.
Twixt.
Exactly.
The only candy bar with the cookie crunch?
Yeah, exactly that. No, it's an Elle Fanning and Fat Val Kilmer movie about vampires. Oh. Nobody's seen it except me. So Katie Keene, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Apparently there's going to be lots of singing. They want to do like a Glee type thing.
Because it's like Josie's in it.
Yeah.
It looks like fine. Fame. I don't know.
That girl Lucy Hale is supposed to be like 18 forever. I think she might actually be a vampire.
I mean, well, she was on the second season of How I Met Your Mother, and that was like, a decade ago. So,
she's gotta be 30.
And she was playing a 16-year-old, so she's definitely, like, or maybe she's gonna be, like, the woman who played Kendra on Buffy, because she's she was about high school age when she played that role, and she's still playing high schoolers now, 20 years later.
Oh my God. Okay, we got to look up. How old is Lucy Hale? Oh, there she is. So, her top. Ooh, do you want to guess what her top movies are?
We're going to Douglas movies this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually have no idea. I don't know.
You know, top three are Truth or Dare.
Okay.
Scream 4.
Right.
I didn't even know there was a Scream 4.
Well, I think that's the reboot one. I think Wes Craven came back for that one.
Okay. And Pretty Little Liars. That's her top three. She was born in 89.
Oh, we're the same age.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you, 30?
I'm 30.
Okay, so she is 30 years old, and she's still playing 18-year-olds.
Yep.
Now she's got a good career ahead of her.
Some people just look young forever.
She looks like a doll.
That's how she'll work in Hollywood forever.
She will. Yeah. Okay, so also in the news, Brandon Routh is suiting up for Superman.
Yes.
Crisis on Infinite Earth.
He's playing Superman again for the first time since Superman Returns, which was bad. But he's going to play old Kingdom Come Superman, which will be fun.
I'd rather watch Superman Returns again and again and again than ever watch Man of Steel again.
That's true.
At least he's, like, nice Superman.
But it was, like the whole movie, Lois and her son are trapped on a boat. Isn't it? And I'm like, this isn't what I want a superhero. Like, somebody said, okay, this is a bit ridiculous, but when that movie came up, people were like, this isn't the kind of Superman movie I want. I want a movie where he fights Titano the Super Ape. And I'm like, you want Superman to fight basically King Kong with kryptonite vision. Right. That's Titano the Super Ape. That's, yeah. I mean, I see why you're saying that you want that.
Yeah.
But if that movie came out, you would hate it.
Oh, definitely.
I think that it's not ridiculous to want a Brainiac movie or a Metallo movie.
Yeah,
or,
for sure.
But like,
all of those.
Yeah.
Just get Lex Luthor out. We've seen Luthor enough.
We've seen Luthor and the Phantasm Criminals enough.
Yes.
The Phantasm Criminals, Superman 2, is the best
perfect.
Superman movie.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need another one.
But then the fact that they brought that back for Man of Steel, it's like, well, how about Krypton isn't the threat? Because so rarely is Krypton the threat. It's right. All humans and humanity. Yeah. Terra Man. I'd even see a Mr. Mxyzptlk movie. It'd be a hot nightmare.
Throw Batmite in there, too.
But I'd go, yeah. Batmite, Quisp, Mopey.
I think you would only do that as an animated adventure.
Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of, have you seen the trailer for Peggy Carter?
No.
Oh, what? Yeah, they're doing an animated Peggy Carter.
Oh, on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm.
It looks amazing.
Well, the What If show.
That might actually be the same thing.
Okay. The What If show looks incredible. They got Robert Downey Jr. to come back.
Yep.
Like, it's
they're
all,
getting everybody to come
it's
back.
All animated, so yeah, they could just hang out in a booth and make some money. And, like, it seems like a really cool, like, yeah, let's get these characters back and tell new stories with them, but not, like, extend the continuity of these movies and mire, like, some people are going to be like, oh, I don't want to have to go back and watch this to understand what's going on in the new movies. No, you don't need that. Mm. Yeah, I think that's a really cool idea.
Lastly, according to Collider, I guess, what is this girl's name? Oh my God, I wrote according to Collider, but then I don't actually have her name. Lawson is her last name. I don't have a first name.
Lucy Lawson.
Yeah.
Some Xena.
No.
Shit.
There is a new actress that is quoted to be playing originally they said she's going to be playing Batgirl in the new Batman movie, but then IO9 broke the news 2 days ago that she's reportedly playing a character named Bella who's running for political office. Now, I know that Babs actually did run for political office in Batman. She ran for Senate.
Okay.
So technically, she could still be
Batgirl.
Batgirl, and maybe they're just like calling her something else. Or
this is weird, like, because we've gotten a Batgirl in the movies before in the horrible Batman and Robin film, mm-hmm. where Alicia Silverstone played Alfred's niece, who becomes Batgirl.
Hey, that's so stupid.
But why are they shying away from having it be Commissioner Gordon's daughter, or as it may be, adopted daughter?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see why that's something they're avoiding. Because if they're saying, oh, no, it's Bella, she's running for office, like, I think that the dynamics of having it be Commissioner Gordon's daughter are incredibly interesting and cool. And
definitely. Well, it's Jeffrey Wright, too, playing Commissioner Gordon.
Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah. From Westworld and... Did you watch
Westworld? Oh, is he Bernard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, I love him.
And this girl's name is... Oh, so her name is Grad Jamie Lawson.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her. That would make sense.
Oh, okay, yeah. So then maybe she is. Not to, like, oh, obviously.
They're both black.
They're both black, yeah. No,
that makes sense.
Cool, yeah, she'd be, okay, maybe it is his, like, older adopted daughter who is running for office and is also Batgirl.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Or they could just make her a real daughter. They could do it.
Yeah. Well, in the comics, she's adopted, though, right?
Is she?
Isn't she?
I think they made it canon that she's his actual daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
They always change it.
Who are Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch's parents anyway?
You'll never know.
It was so good that they were Magneto's kids.
It really was.
And then they changed it because they were like, oh.
The wizard! Weren't they the wizard's kids at one point?
Too? Oh, yeah. Or before that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because someone got at Kurt Busiek or Mark Wade or somebody on Twitter. They'd be like, isn't it so stupid that they're not even Magneto's parents anymore? And then whoever it was, Kurt Busiek or Mark Wade, who knows so much more about comics than anyone, are just like, oh, well, they were the wizard's kids. Yeah. For a while, so don't talk about sacred because nothing's sacred.
Nothing is sacred, yeah. At least Polaris is still his kid.
I don't want her to be his kid. Because, like, originally it was like, oh, I'm going to say that you're my daughter because we have the same powers, and then it's like, never mind, I was lying to you. And then, goddamn, 40 years later, they're like, no, I was actually telling the truth.
Right.
And I think the only reason they did that was because someone was like, oh, well, they both have magnetic powers, so they should be related. How many mutants are related to one another whose powers are completely different?
Not many. I mean, look at... Well, actually, that's not true. I mean, Scott and Alex have very similar powers.
Well, my gut goes to Colossus and Magic.
Oh, yeah. Completely different.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Or,
but they're half...
They're half siblings?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Or their older brother, Mikhail, who had, like, reality-altering powers.
Yeah.
What other siblings? There must be more siblings in X-Men. Cannonball. Has two siblings.
Oh, and they're Husk. Husk and...
the one with the wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. What's their name? Not Angel.
I don't remember his superhero name.
Yeah.
Jay was his, like, real name. Jay Guthrie or whatever.
Me now.
From the dumbass Chuck Austin run. But, you know, that's still another character.
Yeah.
There's plenty of it. So, like... Yeah. Or and then you look at parentage and everything. Legion's powers are very different than Xavier's.
Yes.
Cable.
But
I guess Cable inherited his powers from his mom.
Yes. But Legion and Professor X do have similar powers at the same time, and Legion's even more powerful. He's still one considered the most powerful mutant.
I guess what was irritating was that there was a period when all three of them were Magneto's kids.
Yeah.
And okay, how come one of them got his powers and the other two got a fairly generic super speed power and then one of the hardest powers to define in comics?
What does she do?
Or more accurately, what doesn't she do?
Right, exactly. Bending magic and reality?
Yeah, and what now she's magic? A good guy again, and she's teamed up with Doctor Strange.
Oh.
And
now she's a sorceress? I don't know.
Again? She was tripped back at the Harkness, but then at one point they were like, never mind, she couldn't have been tripped back at the Harkness. Like, House of M said that she's not doing magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Comics, right?
Comics, yeah.
Hickman's fixing that. Who knows?
Hickman fixing.
All right, guys. I have to go to my other job now.
Cool.
So that's that time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Brought to you by us.
And Jacob's laptop. Yeah.
And Jacob's laptop. And hopefully we'll get a new recorder.
Right. Small Business Saturday is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
The day after Black Friday.
It's
the 30th. The 30th. So come on in. We're having sales. Graphic novels 25% off. Dollar back issues. Lots of stuff will be on sale, and it'll be really busy. So stock up for Christmas on November 30th. What else we got? Oh, also, Hood Slam the Card Game is in stock here at Escapist Comics Bookstore. The only places you can buy it are here or at Hood Slam Shows. It's a professional wrestling-themed card game that I designed along with Stephen Koo. So it's a super fun, very easy to pick up, wrestling-themed card game. So swing by the store. We have it for sale here or come to a Hood Slam event.
Yeah.
And
Jacob did a thing.
I made a game.
You did it.
I fulfilled a genuine, honest, lifelong dream making this game.
Yay!
So it's really cool that it's out and people can buy it and play it. And it seems like people are liking it.
That's awesome. Come spend your money on it. Here, now. Buy it for
here
a friend.
Here and now.
Maybe not for a child, but for a friend.
We took out the swear words.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, there's still drinking and drug references.
Yeah, okay. Well, so maybe for like an older child.
Yeah. Buy it for your dad.
Buy it for your dad. Or your mom.
Yeah.
What do I have? I don't really have anything. Come drink beer at the brewery. And
what's it called?
The Ghost Town.
Ghost Town Brewery in
Ghost
Oakland.
Town Brewery.
At
Oakland.
Least give them something to Google. Jeez Louise.
21st. They know. At 21st and Adeline. And I'm still writing my comic. It's going to come out someday.
Yeah. And Hood Slam is every single Friday at the Oakland Metro Opera House. And I'll be there selling my game until I sell out.
Sweet. Yeah. And follow
come watch
us.
Wrestling.
Yeah, come watch wrestling. And then find us on the internet. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
I've been Jacob Rubin.
I'm Jessica Valboni.
And this has been the Escapist Comics Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye.